This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. Hi. Click here to share. Yeah. Click on that. How many times do you hear that a day? Just click over there. We're just talking about 3G. When was there? I was trying to remember when it was 1G or 2Gs, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay, yes. Kirshner is here. Doug Steffen is here. Jennifer's off. So when was it? Was the original iPhone or cell phone, was that a 1G? And what's, I mean, do people really, other than speed?
I thought 3G was the first.
I think 3G was it. Yeah, that was the first
iPhone. What happened to 1G and 2G? What happened to 1G and 2G?
I think that
they never made it past beta testing.
Well, or they just, it was 1G is what we had, like, when I got my first cell phone in, like, the, I don't know, mid-90s? Early to mid-90s.
Way back in the mid-90s. Woo-wee.
Way back.
Way back then.
Yeah, so that was 1G, but we just didn't call it that. It was just, cell service.
Did you need 1G to run a Commodore 64?
No, there were no Gs in the 64. Zero Gs.
G, no Gs. G! What about that? So in Utah, our friends in Salt Lake City listening, we have three or four stations in Utah. A big one in Salt Lake City where Dr. Jack Stockwell is. The governor there has signed a $193 million state income tax cut. Can you imagine him on the campaign trail? I gave you a $193 million income tax cut. That's probably good for a few votes, right? And they always, politicians always take credit. I gave you this.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, it's your money. But I'm not taking away from the fact that taxes have been cut there. That's a good thing. Cut them taxes. All right, so the settlement with the U.S. Women's National Team, the soccer team, the equal pay lawsuit. Let's get an update on the Soccer Federation's decision to guarantee equal pay with the men's team. So what's this going to cost? And it's about, it's kind of about time. Should be equal pay for everybody everywhere.
Oh, of course.
But where's the money come from to pay? The owners say, well, we don't have that much money because nobody comes to the game. So then why do you have the teams? Why are you doing it? I guess it would be
money. I mean, the U.S. Soccer Federation, they're the ones who have to pony up $24 million. $22 million of that will go directly to the players who are in the lawsuit, which they're actually not taking home the money. They're starting a trust fund for future female players, which I think is great. So this is Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, Kristen Press, 25 other American players. Now, these are the big names that we see in the World Cup.
Everywhere.
How
much money do these people make? What does the average male soccer player make a year, or what is the average female soccer player who is his equal?
It depends on how good you are, right? And so it depends on how good you are. It depends on what your contract looks like. It also depends on endorsement deals. That's where the bulk of a lot of athletes, income comes from. What's really at stake here is that the disparity between the national men's team and what they were paid and the bonus structure they have, and they're terrible. Like, I'm a soccer fan, Jay's a soccer fan. The men's team, they're awful. If they even make it to the World Cup, they crap out immediately. And then our women come along, and they have the highest ratings on TV. Everybody loves watching them in the World Cup. They win the World Cup multiple times. They're incredible. And to have it, and to go home knowing that you're not even making the same as the loser male counterparts who can't even get into the World Cup, I mean, that's insulting. So, and they've had a lot of support from around the world. President Biden has been very vocal about this. I mean, they've had a lot of allies, and so I'm happy that this is finally over, and this is, the next step is pushing FIFA, which is the international governing body. They want to shore up the gaps that they have between men's and women's games as well. So I think it's awesome. Go ladies. They fought for this hard.
Yeah. Well, and Doug, to answer your question about the actual pay gap, women make about $25,000 to $85,000 per season, the average being around $40,000, while men make around $25,000 to $300,000 per player, with the average being about $80,000 to $100,000.
So how do we get, Jennifer, Victoria, you said, I think I heard you say that more people go to the women's soccer games than go to the men's soccer games.
Well, no, not the individual. Not the individual. Well, the World Cup is separate. Yeah. So
yeah,
the World Cup, the ratings on TV, because everything talk, you know, everyone goes by ratings. So the ratings on TV for the women's team is much higher. And so that's one thing. Now, these ladies, that's when they're on the national team. In their professional lives, you know, they are all playing for different leagues. And so the argument that the U.S. Soccer Federation has tried to make, which they made it clumsily and badly, they say, oh, well, you know, the individual games, you know, they don't draw as much of a crowd for women as they do for men. Well, it's also marketed differently. They just don't put an investment into it. It's I think that there's a lot that's going to change after this. And it's, like we said, it's long overdue.
Yeah. Well, good luck. It's good. That's kind of cool. I like that. I like to have people win when it comes to something like this. It seems to be so obvious. Okay, the two Virginias are in our focus for a moment or two. First, we'll start with Virginia itself, where the City of Falls Church has banned school mask mandates. As a matter of fact, the entire state of Virginia now has banned them. I wonder how that shakes out with the rest of the country. Pretty much the school mandates. I know they were stopped here this week in Framingham. The mask mandates went away in school. Just mask mandates gone away from inside. They're gone, pretty much, period. And that, I think, is the case. Is it New Jersey? Did it?
The kids
where you
in
are,
school, yeah, we don't have any mask mandates. We haven't had any for a while, except for kids in school. And that's ending early March, like within a week, maybe even sooner because the cases are dropping.
All right. And then where you are in Nashville, Tennessee, Jay, same sort of thing, right? There were never big mask mandates anyway there, were there?
In Davidson County, where Nashville is, yes, but all the surrounding counties, no. A lot of people, it was business as usual. You would have never known that anything was going on, but Nashville had strict mandates.
They did. Okay. Now, to move to West Virginia, there is a controversy in the Huntington school system because youngsters have wanted to have quote-unquote religious revival events that are in the high school. Students say they want to have some sort of religious, they want to have religious activity in school. And there are those who say that the rights of others who don't want to participate, their rights have been violated. I never quite understood this. If you don't want to participate, it's like listening to a radio program or watching a TV show. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. I mean, I don't see that religion has a place in the public anyway in general. But, you know, okay, so you organize a club or a group that's attached to a church, so maybe you go to the church, but you organize it at the high school. There's too much attention in my mind, the way I think, to the nuance of things like this. The least little blip causes some people, or maybe the news media folks or politically oriented folks, to get all worked up about it. And so instead of making a big deal, the superintendent tells the principal, tell the kids they can organize if they want on the at school, but then they have to have the event someplace else. End of story. Why make a big deal out of it?
What happened to the concept of live and let live? There's such a mentality anymore of I don't want to do this, and I don't want you to do it either.
Well,
stop telling other people how to live their lives.
Thank you. There's Jay with a practical point of view. We were talking about Amazon and Ms. Scott, who was married to Jeff Bezos, giving away hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars of her resources. So I just looked. I'm confronting my negative Amazon ideas. And so guess how much the value, since Amazon first went public, how much do you suppose the value of the stock has gone up? You want to take a guess, ladies? Jay?
Gloria?
In the billions.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about percentage-wise, which is, you know, on top of another, on top of another.
I don't know, in the thousands.
$650,000%.
Almost 20,000%. Can you even imagine those numbers? So let's say you put a dollar into Amazon in the 1990s. Yep, put a buck into it. That dollar is now worth $20,000. $1 is now worth $20,000. So multiply, let's say somebody put $100 in, or somebody put $1,000 in. at the massive amount of wealth that's been created. And I don't even really understand. I mean, it's a retail, I get it, and but they don't make, they sell everything cheaper. Let's say, like, Jack Stockwell has his, he's got his, the life, and the enzymes, right? They're really good enzymes. I take them every day. But they were on Amazon, and Amazon was selling them cheaper than what he was selling them for in his own clinic. And apparently that's true of most everything else. You can buy it cheaper at Amazon. So, and they, so do they take, I think, what, as I understand how the thing works, they take, they extract from the manufacturer or the seller, they make you sell it to Amazon cheaper because they'll tell you, you get more volume here. And that's apparently how it works, but they're generating massive, massive returns for people who are, and it's the American way, it's okay, but I just think that they've gotten too pushy, and I don't like it. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's in the exam, in the examination of members of Congress and the Senate making all that money with stock investments, the chief increase in the value of members there has been Amazon stock. So how many people do you suppose went into Congress or early on who were in Congress in the 90s when Amazon got started, threw a couple of bucks at it? And now, you know, look at what it's worth. Yep. Same thing. I wonder who the original, other than Bezos, I know, you know, one of the person who put the, had the largest individual, that is, as a person, individual holdings in Apple was Rush Limbaugh. When they started, he threw a lot of money at it, and it made, I mean, he made a lot of money anyway, but it just went through the roof because of the value of Apple. And, you know, you look at some of this, it's really interesting to see how the stock market, I think, Victoria, you've become pretty good at this, right? Aren't you watching? You're pretty good at investing. And
Yeah, I mean, I try. I mean, I definitely do my research before I make any moves, but yeah, I cashed out a bunch of stock last year to pay for my dog's vet bill, and all the stocks that I have picked are just have gone through the roof since I sold them, and it's such a bummer. Yeah.
Well, listen, but the dog, you know, I guess under the circumstances, the dog, you know, didn't make it, but you love the dog. So what's more important, your love for the dog or a couple of bucks?
Right?
Yeah, exactly. So wouldn't we all if we were in that position? 18 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Nita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets, and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 23 after the hour. What is going on? We'll find out here some of the social media gossip from Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria. So the fact that Dave Grohl can't hear anymore, what in the world? Apparently he's had this problem for a while. Why, first of all, for those who don't know who Dave Grohl is, let's get a quick recount of his career, Jay.
The frontman for Foo Fighters, former drummer for Nirvana. He's Dave Grohl. What else can you say about it? He's Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl he's become my favorite TV series producer because he has produced so many incredible music documentary series and interviews, and he and his mom have this amazing book called From Cradle to Stage. And it's a whole mini series where they interview moms of famous rock stars. It's fabulous. I got my mom that book that Dave Grohl's mom wrote for Mother's Day, and she's just like, she teared up. She loved reading it. It's so good. He's amazing. I think he's a true Renaissance man, but I'm sorry to hear that he has no hearing anymore. That's bad.
How do you do music if you can't hear?
Well, he can still hear. He's just a little hard of hearing. He said that he hadn't really had his ears tested in a long time because he already knew what they would say. You have hearing damage, tinnitus on your left ear, more so than your right ear. You've been around really loud music. That's, you know, the life of a rock star. And he said he's been reading people's lips for about 20 years, and it's he's gotten by. And whenever somebody's right next to him and they start talking to him, he's like, dude, I can't hear you. You have to stand in front of me. Well, then with COVID and everything, he realized that everyone's wearing masks. He can no longer read people's lips, and it got a little bit harder, got a little bit more difficult. Yeah. And I think a lot of us, because I am not hard of hearing. I have really good ears, but I did notice with everybody wearing masks, how much I did rely on reading people's lips to, not to hear them, but to almost more so understand what they were saying or absorb it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think you got to, I have tinnitus, what do they call it?
Tinnitus.
I've had it for quite a long time. You know, I've been listening, I've had headsets on my head for 4 to 5 hours a day for 55 years. So something's got to come of that. Except
right.
when I get my hearing test, it was about a month ago, I was talking to you about that. My hearing has been the same for 10, 12 years, and it isn't any less than it was. Plus the fact that when I'm on a tractor, that's noisy. A lot of people, that when they get on the tractor on the farm, they put
those roar kind of noises. Yeah, those will get you.
Right. Well, it hasn't affected my ability to hear, but I still hear a ringing. It's the whatever that. If I think about it, I can hear it. Like right now, I'm thinking about it, and I can hear it in my ear. I don't. It's just a constant.
God, that's like
that high pitch one after going to a concert.
No, it's not high pitched. It's just there. But if you don't pay attention to it, you don't hear it. It doesn't affect me one way or another, unless I'm thinking about it. And if I think about it, I think, why am I thinking about it? You know, what are you going to do about it? There's no operation. There's a supplement that I take that's supposed to be good to mitigate it to a certain extent. You know, feeding whatever the health is, but it's your inner ear. You know, the worst thing you can do for that sort of thing, coupling with all of the noise that you have with having headsets on, is to stick a Q-tip in your ear and push the wax further in instead of getting it out.
That sounds awful.
What, sticking a Q-tip in your ear to
get the
wax out?
No, pushing the wax further in.
Well, that's why I go see the hearing guy every year, and he sticks a gun in there and sucks it out, whatever there is that's in there. So there's a story that goes on top of Dave Grohl. Dave, go get the wax sucked out of your ears. 28 past the hour.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can... I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The invasion of Ukraine by Russia's military has begun. Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV to make the announcement of war, and a full-scale invasion followed shortly thereafter. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, spoke at an emergency meeting in New York Wednesday night.
The United States and our allies and partners will continue to respond to Russia's actions with unity, with clarity, and with conviction.
The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into former President Trump and his business dealings suddenly resigned Wednesday. A spokesman for the District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, confirmed the resignations of Kerry Duane and Mark Pomeranz. They were charged with running the investigation on a day-to-day basis. It's being reported the grand jury investigation has stalled with no sessions in the last month. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February,
To show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor, Ukraine. The United Nations has held an emergency meeting in New York. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The day was full of rumors and indications that of an offensive against Ukraine was imminent. In the recent past, there were several situations with similar indications, similar rumors. And I never believed in them, convinced that nothing serious would happen. I was wrong. And I would like not to be wrong again today. So, if indeed an operation is being prepared, I have only one thing to say from the bottom of my heart. President Putin, stop your troops from attacking the Ukraine.
Having a pet companion may delay memory loss and other kinds of cognitive decline. Pet ownership was especially beneficial for working verbal memory. Dogs were most prevalent, followed by cats. A study will be presented in April at the American Academy of Neurology's 74th annual meeting. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just that every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour now on the DJV program. Yes, we are here at your service. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is out today. I want to see if we can figure out how to pronounce the grandmaster of the Indian chess. This is a young 16-year-old fellow, youngest person ever to become the world champion. His name is spelled Ramesh Babu. That's his first name. What is that? Ramesh Babu. Last name spelled Pragnanandaha. Pragnanandaha. Who's responsible for coming up with these names in India? Ramesh Babu. Is that, what do we think? Ramesh Babu? Ramesh. Yeah, I think it's Ramesh Babu. Pragnahanda.
What did this person do? Became butchering his name for?
The youngest person ever to become the world chess champion.
Ah,
16
okay.
years old.
Congratulations.
Ramesh Babu. I think I'm pretty confident about that first name. Ramesh Babu. Last name, Pragnahandaba. Something close to that. Anyway, congratulations. Good for you. The The next item of interest is what's going on with all these luxury brands, ladies. Mm-hmm. LVMH, which is, what, who's that?
Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy.
Okay, I don't know. Louis Vuitton, I know.
Moët is the champagne.
Oh, the champagne. Yeah, yep. Okay. I drink that
Hennessy
all the time.
Also, yeah. Sure you do. And you probably drink Hennessy, too.
Yeah, right, that's it.
So this okay. LVMH owns pretty much every major luxury brand in Europe, and so they have been very hesitant as a company. So this will tie it in for you, you'll remember now. So the president of LVMH, the guy who's the head of all of it, is Selma Hayek's husband.
Oh, okay, yep, got it.
Okay, see, I know how your brain puts things together.
Very nicely done, Victoria.
You know, that'll keep him interested. So,
you're presenting an image of me that I am shallow and transparent, which is really not
fair. You mean accurate? Okay. So the story is that LVMH has been very reluctant to get into the American market of fashion brands because Americans and Europeans just treat fashion very differently. And so, toss away H&M fashion is not really how, Europeans do fashion, and that's how Americans do it. But LVMH bought Tiffany, the jeweler, and that actually has gone really well. That was their first foray into an American company. Now they're in negotiations to possibly take over Ralph Lauren. Now, Ralph Lauren himself, a.k.a. Ralph Lifshitz, started the brand in 1967. Lifshitz, it's a good name.
Yeah,
so he started the brand in 1967. He's got to be in his 70s now, right?
Yeah.
Ralph Lauren? It's got to be.
At
so
least.
He's nearing retirement.
Yeah,
so he's nearing retirement, and obviously this is his legacy. He wants to make sure that the brand, he's still very hands-on with the brand. He wants to make sure that it goes, it's in good hands for the future of the brand. And so LVMH would probably be the best place to put it, and so they're starting negotiations now.
Why would people care about this?
Because it could change. Well, anytime a brand gets bought, right? I mean, you always worry about what happens. And typically, when brands are bought out by larger companies, the fabrics get cheaper. The styles don't look as good. You can always tell when it's no longer run. I mean, this is a female thing. All women know this with fashion.
Yeah. I still have the same shirts I wore 35 years ago. So
yeah.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, tractor chic is not something that, most women are, are into.
Appealing to most women?
So hopefully with the Ralph Lauren brand being as big as it is, hopefully if LVMH takes it over, we won't see, a huge reduction in quality or any reduction. So I think that's why Ralph Lauren's entertaining this, because so many people have offered to buy his company out, and he just has refused.
Didn't want to do it. Yeah.
No.
Okay, so we were talking about what happens when you wear a headset a lot, or musicians who are going deaf. To counter that, as I nosed around a little bit here, I see that there's research being done now on the first artificial organic neuron transplant, i.e. a synthetic nerve cell, which is capable of integrating with nerves, whether they're in your hands, whether they're in your feet, whether they're in your ears. I don't know how they're going to put these things in. But imagine, because you can't really see the nerves in your body. You can't. There isn't an operation. Somebody can do some work on nerve damage, but it's not like you can see. You can see blood vessels and you can see organs and stuff, but it's very hard to see a nerve. So this is another. We talk about some of the simplicities of life and how people wrap themselves around. The Ukrainian crisis, and why should we care about that? And, it's something you can understand. You don't understand, most of us, don't understand how our bodies work, how the eccentricity, if that's what it is, the amazing reality of what a machine your body is, and how, everything's connected, and how it works. It just is, we take it for granted until we get sick. I think that's what happens.
That's true, yeah.
We really do. We don't think about how the heart works, the lungs work, all the organs work. It's perfection. It is the best example that I come up with that there is a God or some infinite intelligence because of the way things work just on this planet. imagine with all of the other, the jillions and jillions of planets out there. You heard me talking three weeks ago when I was reading National Geographic about the Milky Way, which is our galaxy, and the stars that are in here, and how this is fabulous. That was the whole magazine. I was pretty much the whole plane ride. I read this to understand. I mean, I've always been interested in this, and every time there's a launch at NASA with some new telescope, you look at the pictures that it takes, and you think, wow. But you don't really put it into perspective. And this large, the cluster that I'm looking at, which is a piece of the Milky Way, and sometimes this gets too complicated, but it just underscores what I'm talking about with regard to how complicated the universe is. Our universe is our body and the family and the work and what we're around. And so the universe expands sometimes to our country or the planet. But then when you think that there are 400 billion stars in our galaxy, in the Milky Way, how does that register? And they're all spinning in a way that is in order, so they don't crash into each other. You know, once in a while there's an asteroid or something, or a planet blows up however many billion years ago. That stuff that's floating into our galaxy or our solar system is material from planets that are blown up billions of years ago. And it's just hard for us to understand how this works. We are one of trillions of galaxies in the universe. Think about this. 400 billion stars in our galaxy. It's one of the smallest galaxies. And when you look at the universe, there are trillions of these galaxies in the universe. And we think we're the only ones? Come on. That's what, more than anything else, when you look at these powerful telescopes.
Yeah, I think for the most part, people are either too focused on themselves, or some people are just too kind of overwhelmed by the idea that there could be life on other planets. I think it's sort of like a scary thing when you look at the way, quote unquote, extraterrestrials have been portrayed in TV and movies. You know, people, like your whole generation, I feel like the boomers have grown up being scared about aliens. You know what I mean?
Like purple people eater. So, but think about it this way. Let's think about it a different way. If you want to be scared, think about the Earth, which has nothing holding it. It's just there. It's spinning around our sun, and there's really nothing between the sun. We're the third rock from the sun, but there's only two little planets between us and the sun. But we're just there in suspended animation. And then you look at all the other stars that are basically in the same, not just in our solar system, but in the galaxy and all the galaxies. They all are in perfect order. They go around, and they, you know, when they run out of life, they blow up, and then that is discarded into the universe, and it comes wherever it comes, it goes wherever it goes. But the astronomy, this article was in the National Geographic, focusing on the smaller galaxies and smaller smaller planets and that sort of thing. There's a picture. I wish I could. Maybe I'll try to take a snapshot of it. I don't know if it'll be clear or not, and then maybe we'll post it, Jay, of our solar system, where it sits in our galaxy. This is a picture that was taken from the Hubble telescope about 10 years ago. And in the picture, the article points to where we are among all of the galaxies, where we are with all the solar systems, and then the galaxy itself. And then it points out a new galactic plane that has found something that looks just like the Earth in orbit around a sun that looks just like our sun that is in another galaxy. It's in another galaxy. How the heck do you even find? How do you? It is so mind-boggling. It really is. I'm looking at some of these other pictures that have come. I'm asking you, if you're listening, to use your imagination. You know, you hear the astrologers talk about the impact of the stars, and there's Virgo, and there's, Scorpio, and there's Leo, and all of the other signs. Well, they get their importance from connecting to some star that somebody has found at some point in time that may or may not be influential. But if you some of the pictures, you can go online to NASA and see some of the pictures that have come back from Hubble, or the new thing, the Webb telescope that went up, about 3 months ago? How long ago did that go up? About 3 months ago. The pictures it's sending back. And the way that scientists have identified, they can look at one of these dots and tell you what the name of the planet is and where it is. In some other, do you have a headache yet? the thing that's different, I wake up every morning, look out my bathroom window, and there's a big, I don't know what it is, I think it's Jupiter. It's in the same place when you can, there's no clouds. You look out there, but you can't see it. Every season, the sky changes. So the summer sky is different than the winter sky and the spring and the fall sky because our planet moves. That's why we have the seasons, because it moves closer. The axis isn't straight. And so we move, and it balances as it moves around the sun, so that part of the year the northern hemisphere is closer to the sun, and part of the year the southern hemisphere is closer to the sun, and that's why we have the seasons that are different. It's just, I don't know, I just find it. Do you think I'm crazy that I find this stuff?
I think it's interesting.
It is, and it sort of, again, puts yourself, don't get so worked up about stuff, because it doesn't really, in the long run, it doesn't make any difference at all. 47 past the hour here on the DJV program.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, your dog is barking, your cat is meowing, and your pig is going oink, oink, oink. I was with a female pig.
Not touching that, dog. Not touching it. You're not getting me on that one.
I was in a barn the other day with a female pig, and I've always been taught, I'd never have liked pigs, except I want to have a pet pig if I can find one that is, you know, that you can either train or has been trained. But female pigs are pretty nasty if they've had a litter. And so anyway, this pig was very nice to me. But I was thinking about it as pets. You know, there are some people who have pet snakes, right? What's the weirdest pet Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show has ever talked about to anybody or ever seen or ever trained? Because you've trained some weird stuff.
Years ago, I had to do a commercial for a band called Timbuk 3.
And what I remember them.
I had to work with I'm forgetting the name of it. The bug with like 1,000 legs. A millipede, centipede, whatever it was.
Centipede.
And I had to get him to kind of walk around the record. It was a whole thing. So that was about the strangest animal I had to work with ever. I did get him to do what I wanted to. So I trained him
in
centipede.
Did.
Centipede, man. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. This week, we have several things to celebrate with regard to our pet. First of all, National Love Your Pet Day, taking part of our focus this week, and thinking about our first pets. You remember how old you were when you had your first dog? All of us.
Yeah,
Jay,
I was.
Victoria, Warren.
Mm-hmm. I was 9 years old. My parents had just moved from a veterans project in Rockaway Beach, New York, to Long Island, to Oceanside. And the first thing my father did, he had a dog at his shops, but the first thing he did was, we got to get a dog. Obviously, I was a Rin Tin Tin fan, had to be a German Shepherd. So, back then, who knew? Mm-hmm. My father and I went to Macy's. Macy's had a pet department on Long Island in Roosevelt Field, their shopping mall. And we bought this German Shepherd, Smokey. Greatest dog, not the best looking German Shepherd, but the greatest dog in the world. And that was my first dog. And that's really what turned me on. And it scared my parents because I was spending a whole lot more time with the dog than I was with people. But Smokey was my first German Shepherd. And,
Sounds like
to this day,
I have an early age.
Yeah. I have her collar to this day. Her collar is in my night table drawer.
Yeah. I have Charlotte's collar. I kept that. As a matter of fact, it's hanging on the bedpost. The first Love Your Pet Day, I suppose you go back 12,000 years for dogs and cats to be buried with their human counterparts in the grave. Did you know that the early settlers, well, I mean, you go back to the Middle East, I guess, probably the history of...
The ancient Egyptians did that Egyptians, with cats. Yeah.
Well, not only did they bury their cats, they actually mummified mice so the cats would have something to eat and they transferred from one place to another. And
really?
The people and the servants that took care of their cats in mourning, all the servants of whoever died would shave their eyebrows in mourning for the cat when the cat was lost.
Wow. Well, listen, there's a lot of stuff going on now when you look at Love Your Pet Day and the dog. I'm looking at European royalty keeping toy dog breeds in the 1600s. What would be, are the breeds still the same now as they were back then? Is a bulldog, when did bulldogs come into being? Or schnauzers or, you know, some of the...
I think it was July 5th, 1850. I have no idea. The thing is, though, what really is getting to me is that there are so many of those older breeds, you know, the older dachshund breeds and breeds like that. And now they're developing all these new breeds, and I don't understand why. You don't fall in love with the outside of a dog. You fall in love with the inside. But who cares with the dog? I've had three-legged, one-eared, gotten one-cheek dogs. Who cares? So I don't understand this concept of all these new breeds coming out.
Well, they're aimed at the dog shows, aren't they? You know, who's got
really.
The newest breed?
It's kind of, if you were to live in Southern California, if you were to live in Santa Monica where I live, you are really strange. If you don't have a French bulldog, you're really strange.
Oh, yeah.
It's a popularity. I never got that, man. Just get a dog, fall in love, get a cat, fall in love. But you're absolutely right. There are certain breeds like the Pembroke Corgi, not the Cardigan Corgi, not the Pembroke Corgi. The Cardigan, that's the one owned by the Queen of England for years and years and years. They've had these little corgis, so.
Yeah. All right. World Spay and Neuter Day and Week, raising awareness that failing to spay and neuter your dog or your cat is responsible for unwanted animals. I say it's irresponsible to not neuter your dog. What do you say?
Let me just put it this way, okay? Most men that won't neuter their dog have psychological problems because after training 40,000, I've yet to look at a dog, a male dog, between his legs and say, oh, man, I'm in trouble. I have no testicles left. It just doesn't happen that way. Spay and neuter. Just do it. It's the right thing to do.
Reduces some of the most common types of cat and dog cancers, too. By doing that. All right, Warren, great advice as usual. You can find more where this comes from at thepetshow.com and listen to Warren every weekend all around the country and a lot of the same stations that carry this program. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.